Our next item is Vincent Overlook, MRRPC Landscape Features on Road 88.
Hey, this is a request for ornamental features to exceed the actual height requirements of the zoning ordinance. This is a, Vincent Overlook is an RPC. They're proposing fences along the perimeter of the property to be 6 inches in height, with some of the posts at 10 feet, which would have plantings hanging from them. The entry feature that they're shown is 42 feet. It would be approximately 20 feet from the front property line. The architects were utilizing the design ingenuity clause of the RPC ordinance, and it's basically the same what was recently approved for Americana Bayside.
Can we tell if this prohibits connectivity of whatever the path in the front is going to be with the sidewalks that are going to be provided within the development? This is typically the kind of thing that keeps that connectivity from happening.
Looks like it's open. That's the thing, looking at it.
Yeah, without looking at it where it's going to be in relation to the rest of the site, it's hard to tell.
This fencing is going to be along Route 88, is my understanding. And it, the zoning ordinance is 40 feet back. The fence could only be 3.5 foot in height. They're asking it for it to be 6 feet, 6 inches.
Why? I don't see how we can. I don't see how we can go against it.
That's what I'm saying. The architects requesting that design ingenuity clause in the RPC, which.
So was this the same thing as Americana Bayside?
Basically, yeah.
Same type of idea. Well, I don't know that it's the same. I mean, it's
same
similar,
idea.
Yeah, and the same basis for the request too.
So the zoning says 3 feet, and they want 6.
And then when you look in, without citing the specific section of the zoning ordinance, it allows the commission on an RPC, which this is, I guess the commission and the developer, flexibility with regard to design. And I think they talk about design ingenuity. And Americana Bayside was an example of that, I think, with the height and fencing and entrance features. And then also typically where we've seen it previously has been with setbacks and things like that.
But they're... That entry feature, I mean, that meets their approved master plan. They've got 20-foot setbacks on that, so that's not an issue.
Looks like one of these posts is sitting right in the middle of the sidewalk. Is that what I'm seeing? On this page?
Is anybody here representing this one?
I don't know anybody here had much to do with this.
I don't recall that they, and it's just that I don't recall it, that at Americana Bayside, whether the fence exceeded the 6 foot height or not. Clearly, I do remember the pillar post did come up, but I think the lateral height of the fence that ran from post to post did. My recollection is it remained at 6 foot. But that's just my recollection. I'll go back to that. But clearly, I do recall when I visited the site and met with them that those posts were up to, I think, 8 foot height.
I'm unfamiliar with this site and would like an opportunity to go out to take a look at it.
Go ahead.
Make a motion for deferral.
Second.
Moved and seconded to defer action on Vincent Overlook MRRPC Landscape Features on Route 88. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?